When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have to put my finger down my trousers at the
moment. Oh my God!
You've got a chair.
Wait, what?
You have to chair.
I snogged my boyfriend's brother once.
Yeah, and that's equally not.
Fucking hell. Oh my God.
Can we just...
Is that it? I smoked it in your kitchen.
Yes, I did.
Actually, these secrets are good. They're giving us some ideas.
Okay, you're just too easy to laugh at.
Stop it. You're not laughing with me. You're laughing at me.
Yeah,
stop
exactly.
We are. We're laughing absolutely at you.
That's why
in your
even
face.
Dad's laughing.
Well, we've got to make these really funny.
Okay, Mum. Fucking speak for yourself.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. My name is Alfie Days, and this is episode 7. I'm switching things up this week. Instead of having well-known celebrities joining me, today I'm joined by my mum, my dad, and my sister. If you follow me on YouTube or Instagram, you'll know that I'm incredibly close with my family, which is why I'm so bloody nervous for this episode. I have no idea what secrets they're going to be talking about from their lives. Shit, they might even be bringing up secrets from my childhood and my life. I genuinely have no idea what they're going to be bringing up or what they're going to be talking about. If you're listening in for the first time and you're not quite sure how the Secrets Out podcast works, I've been sent a ton of anonymous secrets from the public and invited some of the biggest celebrities, or in this case my family, literally my mum, dad and sister, to help me go through them. As well as hearing some of the most outrageous secrets that have been sent in by the public, my guests also share some unbelievable secrets from their personal lives too. That's the one I'm nervous about. I don't think I want to know any secrets from my mum and dad's personal life. I just don't think I want to know that. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do now. Hit the subscribe button down below. It only takes a second of your time. And don't forget to head over to www.thesecretsout.club to submit a secret of your own. And just before we jump into the episode, as usual, I want to give you a heads up that some of the topics covered in this podcast are pretty full on. These are real secrets from real people's lives. So if you're squeamish, feel free to click off the podcast now. I won't be offended. This podcast is not for everybody. Right. This is the first time when I'm like dreading saying, let's jump into the episode, because we're about to find out stuff about my parents and my sister. I definitely don't want to know. I hope you enjoy the episode. Okay, right, we've started recording now.
You
we're
haven't
just
listened
roll from
to
this.
Any, Poppy.
Poppy,
you?
How many episodes, no line, have you listened to?
This is so fucked up.
No, how many episodes?
None. You haven't listened to any.
I've
how many
listened
episodes?
To one and
Which
a half.
One?
The first one.
No, you haven't.
I have, I promise.
Which one? Who was,
who
in
was
it?
On it?
Zoe.
Who else?
You don't know.
Mate, I can't remember who was on the first one.
You didn't listen.
Rosie
it
and
must
Chris.
Have been good.
Rosie and Chris.
Rosie and yeah. Jim.
Okay, so the podcast always start off with everyone introducing themselves. Poppy, take it away.
I don't know what to say.
Who are you?
Who you are, what you do, what your job is, how old you are, what your hobbies are, what you like. Just a little bit about you so that people can get a picture for somebody that doesn't know who you are.
I'm Poppy. I run an Instagram account, a blog. I'm a content creator. I'm Alfie's sister. I'm 29. Is that enough?
Perfect.
Got the
my,
picture. Old,
my older sister does a ton of stuff on social. Mum definitely wants to go next.
Okay. Mum, okay. You're gagging for
her. Mum wants the mic.
Mum's like, me.
Just to warn you, when my mum speaks, it might be for quite a long period of time. My mum likes to tell long stories. So if you hear any harsh edits, any
get
cuts,
comfy.
We've had to just cut it all out.
Oh, yeah,
so go, Mum. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi, my name's Amanda. I'm Alfie and Poppy's mum.
And you'll be boarding flight 206 today.
I was a social worker and a social work manager for 40 years working with children. My hobbies are gardening.
Enough. That's enough.
That's enough. What are you? Do you want to go?
It's
already time left. Hi, I'm Nick, Alfie and Poppy's dad.
Oh, I can't.
So 58.
Oh, I didn't say how old I was.
Married to Amanda.
That's how long have we been together?
35 years.
Bloody hell.
Nearly got it wrong there, Dad. 30, I'll let my heart know the answer. As you know, Poppy, from listening so many times, everybody has to say their own secret, other than me, which is super handy.
No, but we've talked about this because I think it's a family edition. You should have to do a secret. Like, that was the agreement that we were going to come on.
There was no agreement. No,
Alfie can't do one.
It was the only, Alf, it was the only reason we came on.
Yeah. No.
For a secret.
Guys, that's not how this works. Who wants to go first with a secret?
Go on, Dad.
So I'm first, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm genuinely fucking worried about this. I have no idea what Mum and Dad are going to say. I feel like they're fully going to send it.
No, it won't be that embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing for me, isn't it? Okay, so my secret, which will be a big surprise to my mum, who does listen to these, is about 6 months ago, I took her to the hospital. Had a bit of a dicky tummy the night before. Can't remember why.
I
had an upset tummy. Can we say that?
Yes, whatever you want.
Poppy's looking at me already, as she does.
Because you've got shit yourself eyes. You're looking at me like you're going to say it.
People on the podcast love a shit.
Then they're in for a treat, aren't they?
This is a big shit story.
Okay, so I was
taking my mum to the hospital, had to walk through the park. She's not very nimble on her feet, so we're going very slowly. Had a number of farts as we walked through the park.
Oh my God, we're going detailed. We're getting in there.
I can't remember how many. And the last...
I really wanted to know. Are you sure you can't remember?
I wasn't counting at the time. But I know the last one, I felt a little bit more might have happened than I expected to.
I think you'll find it's called a shart.
Had a shart, didn't know it's called that, but there you go.
Because I had an ice cream.
Had to put my finger down my trousers at the
back. Oh my God!
You've got to check.
Wait, what?
You have to check.
That is enough.
You don't know what's happened down there.
Check if you shit yourself.
To check.
I know.
Can we stop and draw the line?
Have you ever done that part?
No, I swear.
You've never done a fart and just been like, I better check.
No.
Yes, you have to check.
Oh, yeah, to check, but I've never actually shat myself. Checked.
Well, the reality is Dad checked. And
I did check, and the finger was a bit more substantial than I thought.
And you're still walking your mum through the park.
At this point, I'm waddling slowly.
You're now slower than your mum at this point.
Wishing I had a nappy on.
Okay,
I have to get to the appointment on time, so I need to waddle into the hospital, check into reception, waddling away, thinking, what am I going to do? Can't go back because we will miss the appointment she's got.
Wait, you hadn't been to the doctor's yet?
No, we're on the way to the hospital. We have to deal with it. No, no. So decide the only thing I can do is go into the toilets and go commando and have a little downstairs wash. Not a shower, obviously. A little downstairs wash.
Really?
Did you not know this story?
No, funny enough, I didn't.
So had to get fully undressed from the waist down. Obviously, you've got a shark to get rid of.
I feel like this is too much info.
No, go for it.
All right.
Go for it.
So get rid of my favourite pants, actually. Everyone's got favourite pants. These were my favourite pants. They aren't with me anymore. So got myself better, went out. My mum was going, where have you been? You've been about 10 minutes.
So much detail.
And that's it. So I had to clean myself up and get
at
that.
58.
She never knows.
Can I just finish this?
At 58 years old.
It's my story.
No,
you
I
never
know,
let me finish a story,
this
do you?
Is...
You always interrupt.
Go
this
on.
Is... No, because that's why I wondered why you didn't know, Pops. But I suppose Daddy hadn't shared it with you because...
You're saying it like you're sharing like a nice sandwich.
No, but when Dad came home from that appointment that day, he came into the house and he said, oh, my God, you won't believe it. I've shat myself. And Zoe,
I'm so glad I don't live at home anymore.
No.
We don't have that where we are, I live.
Alf, and Zoe said, hi, Nick.
Oh, Zoe was over.
Zoe hasn't shared the story.
Zoe knew about it. And my mum will now know about it.
Yeah, she's looking after it.
So when I was a teenager, I went through a fake smoking phase, and Mum and Dad found out you weren't
happy.
No, so
you didn't actually smoke.
No, but I genuinely...
I've
never inhaled a cigarette. All my friends take the piss because I couldn't even inhale a cigarette, but, you know, I wanted to have that, like,
the aesthetic of smoking.
Well, I don't know, whatever. And once I was in the kitchen and I had a Rizla. I'm going to say all the terminology wrong because I'm so fucking uncool.
Was it a roller?
I had a Rizla. I went into the garden and I cut some grass. I put the grass.
No, you didn't.
Was that it?
I smoked it in your kitchen. Yes, I did.
For pretending you had a real cigarette.
No, I just thought, I just want to see what it's like to smoke some grass. So I stood in the kitchen, I lit it off the stove and just smoked it in your kitchen.
But did you have cigarette? Did you have like
pure grass?
What happened to all those packets?
I don't think I did.
Go on, Mum. Hit us with yours. This is the one I'm worried about.
No, this isn't. Actually, it's not going to be frightening talk because it's not a secret to you guys. But for me, there are lots of secrets that I absolutely 100% couldn't share with you, I'm afraid, or the public. But one of my funniest secrets, and it has to be the one where we convinced you when you were 6, Poppy, and Alfie 4, that Daddy and I met in a circus.
Yeah, this is true.
And we actually kept this secret
going. Yeah, this one still confuses me.
We kept it going for over 2 years.
I thought you were going to say 10 then. I was like, I don't think so.
You and Sarah were definitely for these artists.
So friends of ours, we told you that we'd met with Chris and Sarah, our best friends, and Sarah and Chris were with us at the circus. Well, Chris and Nick were at the circus, and they came, and they saw Mummy and Sarah on the trapeze.
God, Mummy.
Anyway, so we were on the trapeze and used to say, Poppy, what did you wear, Mummy? What did you see, Daddy? What was she? And we kept this up for about 2 years. It was one of my best secrets.
Is that what? That's how you met?
No, we didn't meet.
No, but it's that's what you're saying.
This
is such a long story. I feel like people might have got lost along the way. So my mum and dad told Poppy and I that they met from my mum and her friend Sarah being trapeze artists in the circus, and my dad and Sarah's husband were in the audience. Or were you also in the circus?
No, but that was why we had a lap dancing pole in the bedroom, so you could...
Oh, my fuck. They do not have a lap dancing pole in the bedroom.
We did.
No,
I don't remember. Never had a lap dancing pole.
Before you were born.
I can't even speak.
They also told us many other lies that we did believe.
And the best. I also, what we used to do when we'd had enough of you, we'd put the clocks forward an hour and say, oh, it's 6 o'clock already. Time to have a bath. And I tell you what, you can have an extra story tonight because you've been so good.
That is rude.
That's the best
time for roll up. 6 o'clock.
Oh my God. So usually this is when we would jump straight into secrets from
the audience.
The audience that have submitted them. However,
what?
This is the first time we've ever had somebody submit a secret that knows one of us in this room. So usually,
how do you know?
So this is somebody has written in. Legit, like everybody else, but they've written enough details, which I will beep, but I will say out loud to show that they know one of us in this room and they've told a secret that one of us will know.
It's obviously someone connected to me. So, I swear to God.
Somebody legit, and I don't know who this is, but I'm guessing, Poppy, you will know them. They wrote in, and this was a long time ago, they wrote in as well.
Okay.
I went to infant, junior, secondary, and college with your sister, Poppy. And to prove this, just in case you think I'm a weirdo, brackets, Van Deen, also was in my class, etc.
It's true.
When I was in junior school, year 3, I was a compulsive liar. I lied that my auntie was pregnant and that she died. One day I was in swimming class across outfield and the teacher wouldn't listen to me while I was in the pool. So I lied to my mum and said that the teacher tried to drown me.
What?
My mum rushed to school to have it out with the teacher, but soon realised I was fibbing. I got the boy who cried wolf story and haven't lied since.
So it's a boy.
That's all they've said.
Oh my God, I thought it was going to be like, I went to school with her, Poppy shat on my head. No. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, I didn't do that.
But you must know this person. But they haven't said who they are.
You can't name them.
No, I don't know their name.
Savage, everything's Dad.
You could make someone anonymous. Up now, Poppy.
But do you think you know who that is?
I have no idea.
No idea who in school.
I have no idea.
Might have lied that their auntie was pregnant.
I don't remember you ever coming home saying that an auntie had died. So
that somebody that their the swimming teacher tried to drown them.
I have no idea because form was like the other side of the school to me. So I don't know.
It's weird,
that's
isn't it?
So weird.
Because I was like, that is enough info that that is true.
That is true.
It's the only time someone's ever written in a secret.
So what was her lie, a secret that she
It's just an impulsive liar, got caught lying, and has never lied since, but was in Poppy's class.
I mean, those lies are pretty ballsy to start with.
And also when you're in like year five as well or something.
Yeah, Christ, that's so spooky though.
Yeah.
When my mum annoys me, which is often, I grab a small knife from the kitchen and stab her clothes in the laundry basket.
No.
Because not only is she obsessed with keeping her clothes perfect, but it really calms my anger. But when she asked about why there were holes in her clothes, I just this is you, Poppy. I just blame it on the washing machine. She still thinks our washing machine is broken.
No.
And so hand washes most of her clothes.
Oh, no. My God. I was just about to say she must blame it on the washing machine. What?
To be that angry.
That sounds like Poppy.
It does not sound like me. I used to just make angry potions in my bedroom.
What do you mean?
I used to just go and make
angry potions.
What are you talking about?
I would just make like little potions out in my bedroom. Just like out
cigarettes.
Of all my... No, yeah. Dad,
grass
that was
short.
I don't know.
What, and just cast spells up in your bedroom?
I remember you used to make... But
no, but like, we angry perfume.
Well, you just had a little pestle and mortar just cooking up a fucking... No. Open the door and you're in there like, AJ Laser, like cooking up some spell.
I've said this wrong.
That's where
I
your pets
know.
Went out. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Your tree frogs.
Your snakes.
No, my tree
red
frogs.
Fire belly.
Oh my gosh. I like that secret. I think that's a good one.
I mean,
it's a good one.
It's pretty savage though.
I think it's sad.
I think it's sad, but also how long can you, you know, they're going to get a new washing machine. No, washing machine. They're going to get like a new washing machine. It's still happening.
And also, does her mum just wash her own clothes in the basket? Surely there'd be other people's clothes.
Maybe everyone does their own.
In the basket. Maybe they do all their own washing.
Well, the person's probably separated the piles and then gone for the little knife. Yeah. Savage.
That's pretty savage. Also, I feel like the person writing it might be at the kind of age when you don't know the value of things. Mm. So because they probably haven't bought their own clothes, they don't realise that that's actually bloody expensive.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
awful.
That's maybe, not okay to
maybe
do.
Maybe her mum's clothes are more important to her than her daughter.
Oh,
maybe
hell.
She's
oh,
feeling
deep on
do you want a tissue?
Maybe the daughter's feeling a bit neglected. And...
Oh, social worker Amanda has joined the podcast.
No, she just needs to get her act together.
When I was younger, my sister had a hamster and she took it everywhere. One time she wanted me to meet her in the park and bring the hamster, and I decided to use a Sainsbury's shopping bag. Bear in mind, I was about 7. Some dogs came up to me and snatched the bag out of my hand.
No.
Finish it.
The hamster died. I buried the hamster, but I told my sister that I just forgot the hamster at home. Still to this day, my sister doesn't know, and she thinks that her hamster just escaped from her cage. Oh my gosh. I'm telling that person, come forward. You need to tell your sister.
They need to own up.
Yeah, this has to be talked
no,
about.
No, I don't think so. I think, no.
They should just never tell the sister?
No, why? Why do you want
just
to tell her?
No, I think
her?
Just
that
get
would
another
really
one.
Sad.
She would never know if you bought another hamster.
God, that's so
oh, you definitely
do.
Know.
How many fish did you do that to us, Dad?
Goldfish.
Did you used to do what that with us, with goldfish?
No.
Because the neighbour used to do it. I remember
the
neighbour
did it, but we never did because obviously I felt it was important for you to experience loss.
Yeah, like the time you told me my hamster had died and it actually hadn't. I went downstairs. No, I came upstairs. You told me that Cookie,
the hamster, our family hamster.
Died, my loved like pet. And then I went downstairs and he was alive.
The best was that Dad and I were sitting in bed and I was going, okay, we're going to have to tell them very gently. They're going to have to, this is their first real experience of loss of a pet. We're going to do this really gentle. We're going to,
okay.
And then you go downstairs and poke it with a straw or something.
And he's just chilling.
He was just chilling.
Just
he had
hibernating.
A good few more days
well,
in
he
him.
Wasn't well.
Yeah, he didn't
he
last
died
much
about
longer, to be fair.
3 days later, so he was dying.
That was 3 more days with him, Mark.
My brother. Oh,
I was going to say you've not got your glasses on.
She can see it.
Yeah,
well, that's better. My brother was annoying me, so I stuck some of his pens up my arse and rubbed them around a little bit. His a pen biter.
Oh, no, no way.
Good work.
I think that's brilliant. Oh,
should have been a toothbrush.
Oh, so that's awful.
You would know that. As soon as you start biting, you think, that's a fruity pen.
Yeah, but then it's just too late. You're done. I hope that they were sat in the front room and he was doing his homework and the sister was just watching, or the other brother was just watching him do it. It's
he thinks he's one of...
Yeah, multiple pens. Also, that's quite confident to stick it up your bum.
I know, it's not very nice.
He would have thought it was one of those flavoured gel pens. You
Oh, the smelly pens. They were cool back in school.
They were cool, but they weren't arse flavour.
No, they were like apple.
No. That's horrible. I don't know.
It's a good way to get your own back.
Oh, I really like it, Mum. No.
I'm
going to
do that to Dad tomorrow.
Oh, fucking hell.
Actually, these secrets are good. They're giving us some ideas.
Mum!
I kept weed in a secret box hidden in my room. A few months ago, I couldn't find the box. But I didn't worry, as I thought I just maybe misplaced it. A few days ago, I found it in my dad's bedside table, but it's now empty. I'm annoyed he stole it, but also pretty grateful that he didn't snitch on me to Mum. So now I don't know what to do.
Absolutely not. I'd be like, excuse me, mate, where's my weed?
No, you wouldn't. You can't. Because then what? He just snitches on Mum.
What do you mean?
The mum obviously doesn't know that the teenager is smoking weed.
Well, then I'd say, Dad, you need to replace it and we keep it between us and we have a nice joint tonight.
I think that's cool. I like that. I think it's good.
What, sharing it? No.
Not sharing it, but the fact that the dad's done a power move here to be able to take the weed but keep control.
Yeah, so I'm taking it.
Because the kid can't do anything. Yeah.
I'm having it and you're not.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But I'm not sure that, I don't know whether I would, I think she just has to stay stum, but hide it in a better place next time.
Yeah.
You should have replaced it with cuttings from the garden, I think.
Or just a little tiny fuck you on a piece of paper.
Or just one pen that just smells of shit. Yeah.
Just a shitty biro.
So where did she say she hid it?
She hid it in a, just in my room. Hidden in my room.
That means he's been in her room looking.
Not cool.
Shouldn't do that.
That's not cool. I mean, I did tell you I was looking for your cigarettes.
Yeah.
But
crossing
I wonder if
the parental
said,
line there.
I'm going to be in your room looking for your weed.
Probably not, funnily enough. Just to let you know, tonight at 11:30, I'm going
weed
to be
night.
In your room looking for your weed.
Because I've run out.
Just giving you a heads up there.
When I was about 4 or 5 years old, we used to live in a house with open front porch and we had tons of goats in the neighbourhood. In the United Arab Emirates, it's normal to see goats everywhere as people keep them for milk and festivals. Tons of them would come onto our porch and shit. Their shit looks like small balls, like Maltesers. Me and my sister...
Wait.
Maltesers.
What's a Maltina?
Did I say Maltina?
A new star chocolate.
I don't know
chocolate.
What that is.
Me and my sister used to go out, pick these chocolate-coloured balls and unknowingly snack on them.
No.
There's a poo balls for lunch.
I feel like you have to give a disclaimer for this podcast.
Why?
This episode is a shit show.
It is. It's a bit of a
A lot of them are. A lot of people submit shit ones.
I was going to say, there's a lot of shit stories in these. If you'd listened
If you'd listened to the podcast before, you might know.
I feel like, do you know what? I'm like, you do you. If that tastes good, you don't
it's
know.
It's vegetarian. It's okay. Like, it didn't hurt them. That's fine.
It's not the end of the world.
Did they
it's a healthy, tasty snack.
I don't understand. Did they know it was goat shit?
No, there was just... They've got to have some kind of inkling. Surely you're not going outside.
It's raining chocolate balls.
That's what I mean. Where do they
You're not assuming that someone's sprinkling Maltesers.
Oh, I love a Maltina.
I was catfishing my sister 2 years ago to see if she liked girls. Okay. Turned out she did.
Start again. Dad's just burping away over there.
Sorry.
Dad is drunk. Why is everyone at this table drinking Coca-Cola
okay,
whilst recording a podcast?
Three, two, one.
Mum's shooting a fucking feature film Mike, over
check,
here.
Mike, check.
Action, go. Go, Mum.
Come on.
Stop. Don't, she'll piss herself.
What do you mean, freeze? We're not on video.
No one's watching, hon.
Just read.
Oh, a bit of weed came out.
For fuck's sake.
Just read the bloody secret.
I was catfishing my sister 2 years ago to see if she liked girls. It turned out she did, and she doesn't know that it was me, and she still hasn't come out of her... Oh, stop it. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? What did I do? Fuck off. Why are you laughing?
Read it out.
Start again. Okay, you're just too easy to laugh at.
You're not laughing with me. You're laughing at me.
Yes, exactly. We are. We're laughing absolutely at you in your face.
Dad's laughing. So somebody was catfishing their sister 2 years ago to see if she likes girls. Turns out she did. But she doesn't know it was her. She still hasn't come out to the family, the fact that she likes girls.
Okay.
That's deep.
Yeah, this one's serious. She needs to just leave it alone, let her sister come out when she wants to come out and is comfortable, and never tell anyone.
I've never heard probably speak that serious in my life.
My voice just went lower than usual.
No, but I think she also needs to look at herself.
Yeah, you can't be catfishing and testing your sister.
Yeah, Mum, you tell her. She does need to look at herself. She needs to check yourself, whoever you are. I accidentally hit a wall whilst reversing after having my car for a week. Being so embarrassed, I decided to tell my family that someone had bumped it and then drove off. They then went all around the cars looking for the black paint that they may have transferred to the other car. We were walking around the streets for an hour, but I couldn't tell them.
That's literally you.
That's me.
I was going to say that.
That is actually you. Did you write a secret?
No. I mean, have you seen my car, though? It still has a chunk out of it from when I backed into that tree.
A tree? I thought it was a metal pole.
No.
It changes every time.
After I've had the car for about 4 weeks in Stammer Park, I backed into a tree. It was actually awful. In the car park, I just didn't see it. It was literally behind me. I literally did not see it.
A tree?
Yeah.
I did it once outside Auntie Maxine's. I had the Peugeot. I don't know if I ever told you this, a brand new Peugeot. And I went round to show her and I was so excited. And then I had music on really loud. And I was going, yeah, see you, bye. Reversed straight into a pole. Bang. Because I couldn't hear it. I couldn't see the pole because the music was so loud. And
that's
I was
dangerous.
Dad, have you crashed a car in any recent years?
Yeah, Dad, about you?
Have you driven into any trees or
not
poles?
Since I was
passed any driving
or
tests?
At
or...
17, not driven since I was 21 though, but we won't go there just at the moment.
Well, I've got to make these really funny.
Okay, Mum. Fucking speak for yourself.
Whatever this is, I'm going to laugh at this one. I'm going to laugh.
I hope it's nothing tragic.
It's not savage.
Christ.
I heard my sister talking to her friends about a guy she was seeing previously and that they'd slept together. I'm her gay brother and I've slept with the same person.
Oh,
she has no
rock
idea.
On.
Rock on.
What's that, some 60s phrase?
Mum making a podcast funny.
I think that's really cool.
That's all right. I think it's absolutely cool because he said she's talking about someone she was slept with previously. So she's not in that relationship with him now.
No, that's
I'm assuming.
Still not cool. That's
oh, come on.
Okay.
I snogged my boyfriend's brother once.
And I've slept with
your
sister.
Yeah, that's equally not cool. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's both of them, actually.
Snogging your boyfriend's brother, that's also not cool.
It's not.
Imagine having two
but
kids.
It is
okay.
When you're 17.
No, yeah, but we're talking about sleeping with, not snogging. But also, say you had two sons and they both slept with the same person. That's not cool. They'd both be annoyed.
If they didn't know that each other had, and they just had by chance, it's pretty like, I'd be like, that feels really weird. But if one of them actually was like seeing feelings, and then you're like, oh my God,
that's okay.
You've slept with my partner who, like, imagine if they got married and it's like the best man speech. It's like, hey man, seen your cock.
I know somebody God, who's done that.
What, What? Really? So you're saying if you guys broke up and dad got with one of our aunties, that's cool. That's normal.
No, I don't think so.
The pension. And the...
No, that's me getting with one of our uncles, though, isn't it? Not an auntie.
I think sleeping with somebody that your sibling has slept with is just not the one. I don't think it's...
There's a lot of people in this world to pick from. Do you know what I mean?
No, true. And also the fact that I want to know about the guy, though, because the guy is obviously, he must have known, or did he?
Oh, yeah, the guy definitely knows.
He's fine with it.
I think it's fine for the guy. I just don't think it's cool for the siblings.
You don't know how long they were together. You don't know if it was a one-night stand. You don't know
I had a friend at university who said he slept with a mother and daughter, but that's different.
Separately.
Oh, can we not? For fuck's sake. Are you all drunk off your Diet Coke, you two?
I don't think it's awful. Sorry, I don't think it's awful. I just think that as long as...
It's not awful.
If you're all adults and... Did he say that she doesn't know, though? That's the bit that's sad. It's secrets. I don't like secrets, funny enough. So I think that they should have told
each
other.
Well, then you're on the wrong podcast. Can you leave, please? Can you? The door's there. Can you get out?
Out of any of us here, you have the most secrets, and you're saying you don't like secrets.
No, I don't answer that.
Don't go there.
I couldn't think of any secrets. Alfie, do you want me to tell you some of my secrets?
That's what I'm saying.
I bloody don't.
I recently split with my partner of nearly 7 years. It started out as a really bad breakup and he got with one of my closest friends. Mm. When I went to collect my things from my house, I went with my sister and a lot of my friend's belongings were there. As we were about to leave, my sister needed to go to the loo. I didn't know this until 3 days later, but what my sister did was use this girl's toothbrush to clean the loo, peed on it, and also clean some skid marks off the toilet. It's been about six months and she doesn't know, and she's used the toothbrush since.
That's grim.
I like that. I think that's a good one. Best friend, getting with your ex-partner of 7 years.
I mean, that's fucked up.
So that's her best friend.
Yeah. So she was with her partner for 7 years, broke up. One of her closest friends got with her. So the sister did that to the toothbrush.
I think that's a good level of revenge.
That's not too crazy. That's funny.
I still wouldn't do it, but I would want to do it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I could do it. I mean, I think it's funny, sort of, but I'm not sure. I mean, what happened to
what
people
would you
just
do
having
what revenge
a conversation?
Would you do then?
Trying to think if I don't know. I'm not a revenge person, so I don't know. I don't... No, but I'm not. I don't know. I don't think...
I think peeing on a toothbrush is funny.
I mean, it's quite a, like, you know, that's a very strange...
Not a strange position
to be in.
The last episode was with Chris Stark and Scott Mills. And somebody as a revenge for their partner cheating on them, cooked him dinner and strained the spaghetti that she made him through her dirty knickers before he ate it and sat at the table and ate it with him.
No.
He probably liked it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, for God's sake.
Again, where's the problem? There's websites for that.
Revenge what?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. I thought that was normal.
Stop. We don't have a strainer. That's what we do.
Well, that's what they were for.
You never use the stranger. Stranger.
Not in bed.
Oh, Alfie, please, God.
What I did use to do, revenge, I'm not going to say who it was, but there was someone that I would get upset or cross with. And so... When I made their coffee, I would go, cappuccino.
Mum!
I did. I used
Wait,
to
as in when you were with them? Or not working in somewhere?
It wasn't at work.
Was that me?
No, it was a family member. But I used
no,
to
it wasn't.
Make coffee, froth it up, go
oh
cappuccino.
Oh, my God.
Froth it up.
Devil child.
Give it.
I've forgotten what this one was now. Oh, the poo thing.
It was the toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush.
No, it wasn't.
I think it's all good.
Yes, it was. It was the toothbrush.
I think fair play, savage, but fair play.
I just don't know if it's savage enough.
But also, these
I think
people...
if you're going to really do something, do it. I mean,
fucking smash their car in.
Fucking do it.
If you're going to do something,
what
are you going to
do?
Spit in their tea.
Kill their pet.
Yeah, if you're going to really do it,
particularly the bloody loo brush, a toothbrush on a loo.
Sleep with their mother.
Hardly, yeah.
Oh, my.
God, I mean, all these things, there could have been so many more. Give them goat shit. There could have been, just bring them in.
Goat shit.
Maltinas
through your knickers.
Oh, God.
I always end off the episodes by asking everybody who they think should come on the podcast next.
Oh.
Is there anyone that you think should come on?
Oh, can we have a second to think about it?
Yeah, if you need a second. Okay. Just anyone that you think might be good. Yo, everyone's gone silent.
Give me a second.
Everyone's literally like looking at the corner of different corners of the room.
Well, can you just give me a second? Cut this bit.
Davina.
Davina McCall.
Yeah. I think she would be good.
I feel like she'll know a lot about a lot of people.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like she's super wise. I feel like she'd be really like good with.
But a little bit naughty as well.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Mother. That was wonderful.
That was
thank you so much.
Poppy, good night.
Let's go,
and
let's go cut the lawn then, Poppy. Get a roll.
Poppy, say goodbye.
We're getting high tonight.
Right. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Secrets Out podcast. I really bloody appreciate you listening in, listening all the way to the end and showing so much support. If you have a secret of your own, please go to www.thesecretsout.club and submit it. It might be featured in the next episode of the podcast. And one last thing, if you're feeling nice, please don't forget to subscribe or follow along with the podcast so you'll be notified every single week when a new episode goes up. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely rest of your day. I'll see you next week.